There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Yud, Omer Rav, Kol HaMachzik B'machloikis Oyver B'lav. There's a love to being a B'machloikis. What's the Makor? Lida K'kairach V'chadulche Adosai. Here we see a Dover Nifla. We would have said, Poshta Pshat in the Posik, it shouldn't happen again. Lida K'kairach, the Torah gives us a love. We have really two very, very simple basic questions. The first is, a mashal of Kairach. Kairach is a koifer benuvosib from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the pashtus of the psula. That's the pashtus of Chazal, that he comes with tainas questioning the mitzvah of tzitzis, tcheles, tainas, tukulot, tcheles, bayis, kulis, forim. This is the makor, not to be a bal machloikis. And secondly, we see that he managed to get 250 Roshi Sanhedrin, the Nesiim, Klal Yisrael's together with him. This is the makor. Don't have a machloikis. It's like the father telling the son. He says, listen, no armed robber. No. So you understand, maybe pickpocketing, maybe small geneva, white collar crime is going to be beseda. Why are we giving a marshal of Kilu the greatest machlekes that was by Klal Yisrael? I'd like to maybe to be mocked him. What's the tie? How do we define machlekes? And how do we find chiluke days? What's the difference between the two? Kilu, we find Chazal, Shaz, are full of machlekes in. How do we define machloikis chiluke deis? Even Moshe, you have two friends that decided after many years they're going out to a restaurant together. And one of them, he orders very, very posh to food. Very posh to food. The second one, you need a French dictionary to figure out what's this dish. Now, it's not by mikra, not by chance, that each one has their respective choices from the menus. The one that orders poshut, he holds Peshitta. He says, I have my standards. I'm not interested to exposing myself to different levels in Kashmir. I'm happy where I am. And I don't hold of taking out a mortgage to pay for my dinner. His chaver, on the other hand, says, listen, I cannot never go out. And it's always in the back of my mind, you know, who knows what they have over here? I order the most expensive dish, and this way I take care of my expectations. I says, okay, so that's what it is. Each one has their own shita. It's not by mikra, it's not by chance. They thought it through before. But even though they may differ in their approach to eating a restaurant, or in their approaches to Avodas Hashem, but they still sit by the same table together. They could be makabel, they could accept the other person's opinion, and they could even respect it. Different things work for different people. That's by opinions, different opinions. Mashenki, when it comes to machlekes, it's not two opinions. There's only one opinion. There's only one dea. But what do you do? The other person, the other one that's with the opposing idea, the other one that doesn't agree with you, how do you answer back? He also makes sense. This is the way we look at somebody that doesn't want to agree with us. If I am, it shouldn't be, if one is a Baal Machloikis, it doesn't exist. You're not Baal Dover Bechlau. You're not here. And how does it express itself as we go on in life? He says, well, we don't have in the same shul. We don't invite each other to our simchas. He doesn't exist. And you think, well, that's a little extreme. Is that really machloikis? And this we have to learn of the parasha. Can we go back to the parasha? Kairach, dosan avirim, they come with a taina to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ma kol ha'eda kulan gedoshim, madua tisnasu al kahal Hashem. Madua tisnasu. Moshe Rabbeinu is being misguided. he's taking COVID on the cheshbon of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Yochid, the only one in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah HaKadosh has made, that he is the Onav Mikol Odom. There's nobody that ever came to his Madrega. He is the Onav Mikol Odom, that whatever was more than that. When Moshe Rabbeinu is offered, is given this Gevaldika, the Gevaldika Shlichas, to be the Goyal of Klal Yisrael, to bring Klal Yisrael to their Shlemas, was Moshe Rabbeinu's tshuva, Shlach no biyad tishlach. Moshe Rabbeinu's not interested. He says, I'm not worthy, I'm not roy to be the one, to be the Goyal for Klal Yisrael. But we see even greater. In Parshas Kisisa, after Klal Yisrael is choyte with the Cheta Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, that's it. Hanichali, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, says, stop, don't daven. Hanichali, let me be. Be happy, I'm going to destroy Klal Yisrael. But you can't destroy Klal Yisrael. There's Haftocha to the Oveis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, for sure not. Ve'ezer oizchol goy godel. He says, I'm going to make you into a great nation. You are going to be the Binkim of Klal Yisrael. You're going to be the Hemshich of the Oveis HaKadoshim. Not only does Moshe Rabbeinu decline this offer, this proposition, but just the opposite. He tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mecheini no misifrecho. He says, I don't have any egen emetzias. My whole being is to be an eved for Klal Yisrael. That's my metzias. If there's no Klal Yisrael, there's no Moshe Rabbeinu. And what will we find? We have a machloikis, dosen vaviram, Kairach are coming to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they're saying, Lomo tisnasu al kahal Hashem. It's not mugzam. It's not ridiculous. It doesn't start. There's not even a havamina for such a thing. What does this mean? How does this work? And the point is, when it comes to machlekes, and you see the world only through your eyes, there can't be a tzveta. There's nobody else. But what do you do when there is true opposition? What do you do when the other side makes sense? In order to justify yourself, you're going to put down the one that's going against you. You're going to put it down, even though it has no achiz in mitzias, even though it has no place in reality. Why? Because when a person is wrapped up in machloikis, he can't see out of his dalet amis. He becomes irrational in order to justify that he has to make sense. What he is saying is emes. This we find, are they normal? They're in the Shibud Mitzrayim. The terrible, 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 terrible sorrows that Klal Yisrael went only through Moshe Rabbeinu with the Esemakis, the Kriyas Yamsuf. Does Mitzrayim turn into Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash? And yet they come with the Taina, Moshe Rabbeinu, you took us out of a wonderful land. Moshe Rabbeinu brings them to Har Sinai. He brings them to Torah HaKadosha. And what's the Taina? Lamiseinu ben Midbar. This was Klal Yisrael. We see the same point. It chazes over again and again. When it comes to Machloikis, we lose our Shikul Hadas because of our Ahavas, and because of the Ahava that one has for themselves. And this is something a Dover Neura Moid. Anybody from the outside would look and say, it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. But this is it. Mamish Pshutei Shal Mikra. This is the Yisoid of Machlekes. This we'd like to say. This is the Tzivu HaTeira. Liyah Kakairach HaDosei. We asked, Kairach, we see from Chazal that Kilo, he was questioning the Vus Moshe Rabbeinu. True, he's questioning. But where's the Shoyrish? Why was he questioning? Why was he questioning? Because he got stuck in a hole. That hole is called machloikis. You have to be right. If the Baal machloikis has to be correct. And so therefore it could come to such a madrega that you're able to even question the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Likewise, we asked, how is it that the Torah is only giving a tzibah on such a great machloikis of Klal Yisrael connected Moshe Rabbeinu? Maybe just one more point. What when we say the word machloikis means to separate. Rashi in Chumash brings down the lokach polig. He separated himself from the kohal, meaning, like we mentioned before, when you have two people with different opinions, they could still be friends. They're from the same kehila. They could be mishpacha. They're still together. Klal Yisrael has to be one. We're all on the same side. We're all on the same team. We have one matara for our. We have one matara for life. One goal, and that is to bring about Kvod Shamayim. This is our tachlis. This is our tachlis. We could have different approaches. You have people that may place an emphasis on Diktuk Halacha. One may place emphasis on Musa, Midas, Hasidus, Limud HaTorah, Aber Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Berun, Kulam Giborim. They have one interest. There's one goal. Bringing out Kvod Shamayim. Machloikis means that there's somebody over here which is not part of our group. Machloikis means you can passel an individual, you can passel a group. Why? Because not that you disagree with him, but they don't exist. They're not Kayim. And this can't be in Klal Yisrael. When Chazal are telling us, we could say Pshat, when Chazal are telling us that Kolamachzik b'machloikis is over, but this love doesn't have to be Dafka Keneged Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Moshel is, just like we saw over there, that it can't be that there's one Yid that's not being Mekayim his, that doesn't have Shaykhis to be Mekayim this Matorah, this Shifas Achayim, to be Mekadoshim Shamayim, and of our Kazeh. Everybody has a chelik in bringing out Kvod Shamayim. And what is the result of Machloikis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us a Midah Keneged Midah. The Baal Machloikis says, the second one, he doesn't exist. Not that I disagree with you. Not we're disagreeing. You're not Kayim. You don't live. You're not here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Atkama, that's how you look at your adversary, at Kama, you look at you're the one that's opposing you, the world swallows you up. You have no metzias either. This is the mida keneged mida. It can't be. This all machloikasin are the same. The hainu, that we don't see the other person. Now you're saying this is mugzam, this can't be, but the davening we find. When we have somebody that we felt did us wrong, let it be, we don't have to give examples, but everybody knows themselves. You're there, tzaddik nefesh behemtoi. It could be family, it could be at work, it could be in yeshiva, it could be in the kehila. We could be very, very judgmental, and we could put the person away. You say he's a talmud chacham, no, he doesn't learn the shema. He's a big Baal Tzedakah. He wants to be honored by the dinner. He raises his children for Torah. He'd be embarrassed not to. We could do away with everything. Why? In order to justify ourselves. And this is what the Torah is coming to teach us. All Averas have their respective Oimshin. There's only one that stands out. Machloikis. That takes away not only the parents, Rahman al-Islam, but even the Tav, the children, Yonkei Shodayim, that have no Shaykhs to hate, because by Klal Yisro, there's no welcome for Machlekes. Oh, it's too long. I'm sorry.